Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who's not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters the sheep. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Go back to your place. Today I want to tell you something about shepherds at the time of Jesus so you can understand today's gospel better. And then I want to tell you two stories. When we think about shepherds 2,000 years ago, we might think of a young man tanned by the sun, standing out there in the sunny field, looking over his flock of white woolly sheep, so peaceful. But that's not the way it really was, because also in these fields were a lot of very ferocious animals, vicious sometimes in their search for food to survive. And they could be very threatening. Sometimes they were wolves, sometimes even a lion, and they could be very fearsome. All a shepherd had to do in those times, I mean all the shepherd had in those times to defend himself was a staff, maybe a slingshot, and some nearby rocks. Not very much. So being a shepherd could be hazardous to your health. A shepherd took his life in his own hands. That's why the kind of shepherds that Jesus describes in the gospel who see the wolf coming and say, I'm out of here, were not uncommon at that time. But what was even more uncommon was a shepherd who would give his life for his sheep. I mean, give your life for sheep, for dumb, smelling, boring sheep? I don't think so. And yet, Jesus did. Jesus was willing to do that. That's what he did for us, as we remember every time we see a crucifix. In fact, the image of Jesus as a young shepherd with a lamb on his shoulders is the very first image we find in the catacombs. So you see how far back this beautiful image of Jesus as a good shepherd goes in our faith community. But what about today? What about 2,018 years later? Where is our good shepherd when we need him? When we need him on dangerous streets, or even in dangerous homes, or freeways, or neighborhoods, or school threatened by guns, or even like this morning, restaurants where people are killed, nations threatened by bombs and terrorist explosions like in Afghanistan this very morning. Where is he today? I think it depends on where you look. I got this story in the mail from Covenant House last week. It's a true story, and it happened when Sister Mary Rose was the president of Covenant House some time ago. One Tuesday morning, dressed in dirty rags, a young girl named Kathy showed up at the door looking for shelter. What was especially strange about Kathy was that she carried with her a little aluminum paint can. It was always with her, whether she ate in the cafeteria, when she went to bed at night, even when she took a shower, that paint can was never far from her. Whenever one of the counselors asked her about it, she would say, "This can is mine, it belongs to me." And she didn't want to talk about it. Sometimes when Sister Mary Rose would pass her room, she'd look in and see Kathy gently rocking back and forth with that can in her arms, sometimes even whispering softly to it. So one day after Kathy had been there a few days, Sister Mary Rose invited her to have breakfast with her. After they'd been eating alone in a corner of the cafeteria, Sister got up the courage to say to Kathy, "That's really a nice can. What's in it?" Kathy didn't answer for a long time, just rocked back and forth. And then with tears in her eyes, she said to Sister, "It's my mother." Sister asked, "What do you mean, it's your mother?" "It's my mother's ashes," Kathy said. "I went and got them from the funeral home." After a while, she continued, "I never really knew my mother. She threw me in the garbage 2 days after I was born. I ended up living in a lot of foster homes, mad at my mother." Kathy said, "One day I decided to try and find her. I got lucky. Somebody knew where she lived. I went there, but she wasn't home. She was in the hospital with AIDS, and she was dying." Kathy said, "I went to the hospital, and I got to meet her the day before she died." And she paused a few moments and said, "My mother told me she loved me, Sister." She started to cry. "She told me that she loved me." By that time, Sister Mary Rose was crying too, but she reached out and hugged Kathy, who was still hugging that paint can. But from then on, Kathy became a part of the family of Covenant House, paint can and all. All because Sister Mary Rose became a good shepherd to her. Or maybe more precisely, Jesus became a good shepherd to her through Sister Mary Rose. The other story I want to tell you about has got a different result. I read about the lonely people, as they are called in Japan, the lonely people who die at the rate of about 4,000 every week without anybody ever knowing about them. They have no more friends, no more relatives, no one who cares about them. And often the only way that people know they have died is because of the stench. One 69-year-old man was dead for 3 years before anybody found him. His rent had been deducted from his bank account every month, but when the money ran out, they looked for him and they found only a skeleton. These are the people who lived in thousands of apartments when Japan stressed economic growth. They had families and children, but over the years, the children decreased, the spouses died, and the elderly people were left alone with nobody seeming to care about them. There's even an industry that has sprung up now to clean up these remains and the apartments there after the bodies have been found. Maybe there's something like those shepherds that Jesus mentioned in the gospel who really don't care about the sheep, only about the money. It's the old story of so many sheep without a shepherd. I think that's one meaning of Good Shepherd Sunday for you and me today. We can be so grateful for a good shepherd who laid down his life for us. But we have to ask ourselves, is there anybody in my life that I should be a good shepherd too. Can we be good shepherds to the people who need us in our own lives, in our own homes, or our work, or streets, or city? Or even to be good shepherds to Mother Earth on this Earth Day? When the Good Shepherd comes to nourish us again in this Eucharist, may he walk off the church door with each one of us to help us be good shepherds to others. Amen.